The audit revealed that the DWP met their goal of 20% renewable energy. Yet, LA Comptroller Wendy Gruel, who headed the audit, says her team believes this had little to do with DWP's efforts.
My audit reveals, for example, that the DWP reached its first milestone as a result of higher than expected wind and hydro performance, abnormally cool temperatures, and sometimes things beyond the DWP's influence or control.
Ron Nichols is the DWP general manager. He used a basketball metaphor to claim that his team still won.
I feel that we just won the division championships last year from the department's perspective by hitting our 20% last year. And we have an audit here and pieces of that audit done by your consultants that kind of effectively says, well, we kind of think you stole the championship. You know, we kind of think maybe you made that half court shot at the buzzer. I think maybe you might have committed a foul that you didn't get caught on. And you won. And maybe you didn't quite earn it. Well, I kind of beg to differ. I think we did win that division championship. And you know, a win is a win. We won it fair and square.
According to the audit, DWP would have fallen short of their goal by nearly 2% if temperatures were at expected levels. In the future, it's possible that the DWP will have to meet an even higher percentage of renewable energy.
Sitting on the governor's desk today is a piece of legislation that would make it very clear. It would be a requirement for all utilities, including the Department of Water and Power, that we would have to meet 33% by 2020.
But DWP doesn't have the funding to reach this goal just yet.
And that, we think, is the important discussion. That's the main point that we make in that audit, is there isn't a corresponding financial plan.
Gruel explains a financial plan will be made because she is in full support of the 33% renewable energy goal.
These goals are quite admirable and laudable. Renewable energy is more than a worthwhile investment. It is an essential one.
But the push to meet an even higher green energy standard still depends on passing legislation and finding funding. Melissa Butler, Annenberg Radio News.